now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I think you're going to like this program. I think you're going to like it because it's a very special program. I am able to talk about religion and about philosophy and about life in such a way that it's meaningful and in such a way that you can understand what I'm saying. It's very, very important. And I've often wondered why I'm not given to use a lot of jargon, you know, religious jargon and religious terms and so on. I've kind of wondered about that because I'm very capable of doing so. And the reason is because if I were to do that, it would interfere with the meaning. See, words have a meaning, and there's something behind the words. If words are spoken with love, with real love or with kindness, then it sort of comes through, doesn't it? On the other hand, if words are spoken in anger, well, that comes through too. Well, but of course, anger is a human emotion. So maybe I should say hate. If words are spoken with hate, then there's hate behind it. You see what I mean? If they're spoken with love, then there's love behind the words. Now, the interesting thing is that love is not an emotion, and hate is not an emotion either. They are deeper than emotion. But you see, we're used to thinking of I like this and I don't like that and I hate this and, you know, I love this and I have a crush on that guy and, you know, this team is exciting and I yell and scream and cheer at the ball game and, you know, I get all excited at the party and I love to go to the restaurant and, you know, all that kind of stuff. These emotions, angers and passions and fears and anxieties and romance and, you know, swooning over music or poetry or something. Well, in point of fact, those are just emotions, and they're very fleeting, and they're not something that you can trust. I'm sure many of you have had a situation where somebody has said, "Oh, I love you, I love you." But then later you found out they didn't really love you. They were just saying it. Maybe at the time they thought they did, but alas, it was only words and feelings, and the feelings go away, see? Well, you know, that's both the good news and the bad news. The bad news is for those of you who just love your passions and your music. You know, people are into music and they're into their this and into that and they're all excited about this. Well, the truth is, in love with this and in love with that. Well, the truth is those emotions are a very shallow thing, and they're a fleeting thing. And when people become addicted to emotions, then they need more emotions, and they're searching for more emotions. You know, and if you have a person who says, "Oh, I love you," see, because you make him feel good, well, then when you don't make him feel good anymore, then he's going to go look for something else to make him feel good, some other person, or a drug, or an experience to make him feel good. You see what I mean? So emotions are fleeting. So, you know, yes, when we're young, we have our crushes and we have our emotions. We do when we're little children and then when we're teenagers. I understand that. That's normal. That's part of growing up, and it's perfectly normal, and, you know, it's not to be messed with. Just let people have their feelings. But as we get older, we're supposed to lay aside the things of childhood, you know, become more calm and composed and less emotional. Okay, well, that was, so for those of you who really want all of those emotions, and then people hide in their emotions too. See, people hide when they're guilty. When people are guilty, or there's something they don't want to face, then they hide in their emotions. That's why when you confront somebody about something they did wrong, what do? They immediately become angry. See, because they take comfort and strength in the things in which they hide. I'll be right back after this announcement.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo, a very special program here. I'm talking about some very, very profound things, see, and I understand it. I could go on and on for hours, but I have to try to make it short. But if I went on for hours, then perhaps you would really see what I'm trying to say, and it would have could have a very profound life-changing effect upon you for the better. Because now you're lost in your emotions. See, emotions are your problem. Angers, hatreds, resentments, hostility, depression, anxiety, fear. See what I mean? Those are your problems. So what I was going to say earlier is that people are so accustomed to being emotional like animals, even more emotional than animals. They think that's the only way there is to be, and they can't imagine not being emotional. And when they're not emotional, when they're not caught up in some emotions, well, then what? Well, then reality begins to dawn. What it is they didn't want to face begins to dawn upon them. Their conscience catches up with them, and they can't bear it, see? So they have to rush out for something else to excite them. Turn the TV on, listen to music, go to a party, take a drug. See what I mean? All right. Well, I said that that was the bad news for all of the people who want to revel in their emotions, that they are fleeting and they're very shallow and they're not trusted. They're not to be trusted. But the good news is, here's the good news now, for those of you who are languishing in, wallowing in, or reveling in, or mired in anxiety, depression, fear, bitterness, unhappiness, all of those things. Well, if you can see that emotions lie, that they're not to be trusted, that they're fleeting things, then you can say, you know, it's not really, they're not really as profound as I thought they were, or as important. And I can just kind of maybe let them go. Or if I have these feelings, I'll just stand back and watch them until they pass. See? See how emotions tug on you, and feelings and lusts? Yeah. Greeds, hungers, especially lusts, arise. See? And what do? They tug on your consciousness. They want you to escape into them and indulge them. See? And also, that's how evil gets to us. He gets to us through our emotions. And of course, you know, thoughts that he projects or implants. But most of the thoughts, you know, come out of the emotions. So if he can make you emotional, see, that's why he wants you emotional, passionate, excited, angry, full of rage, see, full of resentment, bitterness. See, then, see, tugs upon your consciousness, pulls you into the emotion, then he talks to you, tells you all kinds of negative things. See how that works? All right. So now if you can see that these emotions are liars, they're fleeting things, they're not to be trusted, well, then just stand back and let the emotion pass. Anger rises. Instead of indulging it, instead of believing it, just let it pass. See, so that's the good news. It's the good news for those of you who are currently struggling with emotions. You can stand back. You do not have to succumb to them. You do not have to indulge them. You do not have to give in to them. You do not have to believe what they're trying to tell you. Just watch them, observe them, and let them pass. See? All right. Now, so that's what I was... So I was saying So we have words, and we have emotions, which are fleeting things, not to be trusted. But then, when somebody's talking to you, where are they coming from? See, that's the thing. Where are they coming from? Are they coming from a good place or from a not-so-good place? See, that's very important. So I have discovered, this is what I began to say at the very beginning of this program, that if I speak See, I've talked to you now for, what, 15 minutes or so, and I haven't used any religious terms at all. Well, I said I used the term the devil. See, but I haven't used any kind of religious jargon. And yet, you know, if you are open to, you know, to what I have to say or to the truth at some level, if you're open to it, then you hear what I'm saying and you understand it. As I'm speaking, you understand. You say, yes, that's right, I understand that. Then you say, oh, that's wonderful. I see that emotions are fleeting, that they're shallow, that they're betrayers, that, see, they're not to be trusted. So you see that because I said it, and I haven't used any big psychological terms or philosophical terms or theological terms or metaphysical terms. See what I mean? I've just used plain and ordinary talk. Well, you see, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way, you know, it's supposed to be. Because if I talk about these things, then I awaken you to your own intuition. You can see for yourself. I awaken you to understanding by way of your intuition, which is from God. And you see what I'm saying is true. See, then you see the meaning behind what I'm trying to say. So it's beyond words. It's beyond emotions. You see the meaning. Okay? All right. So that's the nature of this program. Very, 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 very nice program. And everything that I do has the intent of awakening you to your own conscience, to your own intuition. I wish I could make you understand. I wish I could make you understand. See, people use terms, they use them in a, and then they misinterpret them and they misapply them, and they create so much confusion. You know, they say that conscience is just you know, inculcated from the outside, and it's social mores or family mores or values or something that they've been imposed on you, and blah blah blah. Well, of course, there's some kind of brainwashing that goes on, you know, around the world here and there, where people are brainwashed with this and that. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what you know deep down without words. See, that's intuition, but it becomes conscience when you stray from it. See, somebody says, well, is there God, and is there right and wrong? The answer is yes and yes. And does God love us? Yes. The answer is yes. And you could know all of those things right now in this very second. You can know it because you can see that he gave you an intuition by which you can see for yourself. You know, when you were a little kid, when you were 3 years old, if somebody was mean to you and nice to somebody else, or they gave you a little bit and they gave somebody else a lot more, you could see the unfairness of it. See, you saw it. You didn't have to go to college to learn about philosophy or ethics. You saw that it was unfair when they were mean to one person and nice to another. You saw that it was unfair. See, well, that's your intuition. That's the inner light in which you can see. So God gives us this inner light so that we can know truth from non-truth, folly, truth from deceit. See, we can know which way to turn and which way to go, and we can intuitively know. And the fact that when we don't follow our intuition and we feel it as conscience, well, I'll tell you after this break. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The program is Ask Roland. I'm talking to you about religion, about God, about conscience, about life, about intuition, about finding your own way, about overcoming emotions. I've said it all. I've said it all in 15 minutes. You could go to a university and you could take religion and get a PhD in theology. And for the most part, it would be just read this, read that, study this, study that, read, read, study, 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 study. And when it was all done, you wouldn't get as much real meat, real essence, as I have given you, using very simple terms, the simplest that the most simple person can understand, in 15 minutes. Okay? And you could listen to it again. And next time you'd hear something different. That's how profound it is. You'd understand it deeper. Now, I was saying that now we know that there is a right and wrong because you can see for yourself. People say, well, there is no right and wrong. Well, yeah, sure. If you're standing there and somebody comes up and slaps you and knocks you on the ground and laughs at you and walks away, you tell me that you don't see what's right and what's wrong. You can see that that's wrong. If somebody steals your thing, how about somebody that dents your car? Somebody comes along, they dent your car, and then they laugh and speed off. See, are you going to tell me that you don't know right from wrong? See, it's ridiculous. Of course there's a right and a wrong. You can see it. Nobody has to teach you. You just see it, that's all. So there is right and wrong because you can see it, and God gives you a faculty of intuition. Okay? So that proves right there that we're different than animals, and it proves it's a right and wrong. Now, here's the really good part, which I didn't get to earlier. Proves the existence of God and proves that He loves you. If you stray from your intuition, you know, when you're a little kid, you know you're not supposed to hate your mommy and you're not supposed to be mean to your brother and you're not supposed to take drugs and steal things. And okay, so let's say you hate your mom and you hate your dad and you're mean to your brother and you're cruel to somebody at school and you steal things and, you know, your conscience is going to bother you. Now, what is that? That's your intuition. See, you strayed from what you knew in your heart. You knew you weren't supposed to do those things, but you did them. So now your conscience is there, and that is your intuition. But this time, instead of foresight, now it's hindsight. You can see that you did something wrong, and it makes you uncomfortable. Well, that's your intuition, which you now feel is conscience. And it continues to be conscience, see? And it stays there and remains conscience. Of course, you can drink yourself under the table, and you can take drugs, pills, try to kill your conscience, try to numb your mind so you don't realize, you know, wrong, and distract yourself with music and entertainment and work. And see, you can run from it. But the truth is, it's always there, gently tapping at the door of your mind, but it doesn't force itself upon you. It's just kind of there. And then if one day you say, yes, you're right, to your conscience, you say, you're right, I was wrong, and you admit it and you're sorry, well, that means that your conscience has always been there quietly pursuing you and waiting for you to get to be willing to be sorry. See? So that's what God sends. He sends intuition, which becomes conscience when we stray from it. And if you're sorry, then you are back in God's good graces again. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from.
You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Now, some of you are quietly saying yes, Roland. Quietly, very quietly. Some of you may have a tear rolling down your cheek because of the beauty of what I have just said, because you see it. See? Then your life will now change for the better. Not because I say so, but because that's the way it will be. And others of you heard what I said, but it made you uncomfortable, and you'll go away, but you heard it. See? You heard it. And then one day you'll say, you know something? I think that guy on the radio was right. Now I realize that I was wrong. I hated my dad, resented my mom. I took drugs to kill my conscience. See what I mean? Then they're sorry and they reconcile again. And they're okay too. But then there are some people who just seethe with hate. See, they just seethe with hate when they hear the truth spoken in a simple, innocent way. They hate it and they rush off. See? And but unfortunately now they know that they hate the truth. See? So now they're worse off than they were before, because now not only are they fleeing from conscience and fleeing from God, but now they're aware of the fact that that's what they're doing. See? So that's very unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. But there are some people who love the truth. They love to hear it. See? And they've been searching for it all their life, and finally they hear it, and they love hearing it. Now, before I run out of time, I want to mention a couple of things to you. First of all, you can go to my website if you want to find out about some of the books that I've written, and especially about the meditation. I have a very nice meditation. Remember I said that emotions are fleeting things, that emotions are lie to us and deceive us and mislead us, and they're not to be trusted. See? Remember I said that. And I said if you could stand back. You know, the emotions, okay, now the emotions rise. Lust rises, hate rises, anger, rage, resentment, you know, miserable, bitterness. See, all these things rise. So there it is. There's the bitterness. See, stand back and watch it. See, don't indulge it. Don't give in to it and submerge yourself in it and float away with it and all the negative things that then spring in your mind because of the emotion. Just observe it and let it pass. You know, it's like storm clouds. Here come the storm clouds. See, and then maybe there's a little rain for a while, then they're gone. And the sky clears up and the sun shines again. See? All right. So, but most of us have spent so many years, we've spent our whole life lost in emotions, and we've used them to hide in. See? We've used them. And it's the only thing we know. The only thing that makes us feel good is emotions, but then they make us feel bad too. Now you must find a way of living and moving and having your being that's beyond emotions. It doesn't mean you won't still have them, but the negative kinds of ones will diminish, see, and then they'll be replaced by a higher set of emotions, you know, joy, insight, awe and wonder at the wonderful things that you see, and God's green earth, and so on. See, a higher set of emotions, real love, which you don't now know what it is, patience, and such things, you see, understanding, long-suffering, a lot of beautiful
virtuous type emotions. So you should get the meditation. That was the bottom line. It helps you to stand back, observe thoughts and emotions without indulging them. A lot of people go to my blogs. They say, how do I stop being upset? Why am I upset all the time? The key is the meditation. It teaches you how to stand back instead of getting lost in emotions. I'll be right back.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
So go to RolandTrujillo.com, RolandTrujillo.com, or CoachRoland.com, CoachRoland, CoachRoland.com, or go to KCARadio.com, click on Saturday, and then click on my picture, and it'll take you to my Common Sense blog, which is very nice. That's what you should do. The meditation is free. F-R-E-E, free. So please, take advantage of these wonderful resources that I'm making available to you. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, Lord willing and the creek don't rise. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's RolandTrujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.